their local ads.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
Welcome to Tuesday, Crevo.
Good morning, Meg. Oh, I'll tell you what, last night for about 15 minutes, I was in a filthy mood.
Why? What did you do? What happened? So, what did Emmy do?
No. Because yesterday I went to Sydney to get more stock for the shop, right? And when I came back, I put it all in the shop and priced it all.
Mm.
Finished up a bit late, probably like 8 o'clock. So I was like, Emmy, you just have some food and then I'll pick up something on the way home.
Mm.
So I was driving home and I was like, you know what I want? That hot and spicy chicken from KFC.
Ah, it's not there anymore, is it?
It's not there.
Gone.
You only had it for 5 minutes.
I know.
Are you kidding?
It's the Wicked Wings.
Well, it's not the same.
It's not the same. Okay.
And why do they have it for such a short time? Are you kidding? Like, I probably had it twice.
Yeah.
And it's in my opinion, it's the best product they have. Why do they keep cutting us off?
What was your fallback?
I just got original, original recipe.
That's disappointing.
Compared to hot and spicy, it really is. So I was fuming. Like, why have such a good product? Like, it's as Ferrari, they don't stop selling their cars after 1 month every year. They're available all year.
This is like when they keep bringing back the mashies.
Mashy.
So they were like the things of mashed potato and then they were fried. So you open them up and they had the gravy in the middle. Like, you know how I'm a sucker for mashed potato and gravy?
Yeah.
They keep getting rid of them.
That sounds all right, but it's not hot.
It's not hot and spicy.
It's not hot
chicken.
And spicy. That is their premium product, in my opinion. And what a joke. Anyway.
I'll pray for you, Crevo.
Rant over.
Rant over. Jess, are you a fan of hot and spicy from KFC?
Jess
doesn't eat any of that.
Jess never had it.
I don't really like KFC.
Get out.
Who
are you?
The only foods Jess eats is chicken, broccoli, and brown rice.
It is chicken.
No, but it's not chicken that Jess can eat.
They do a salad. They do salads now.
Jess is not eating that.
Nah. Oh, wow. What did you get up to yesterday, Jess? You rescued a dog.
Yeah, my partner. It was Snapchatting me all morning of this random dog in our backyard, and I'm like, did you, where is this dog from? Apparently, it was just wandering the street and was now Alfie's best friend, and apparently, we just adopted him. And I got home and I'm like, Morgan, we can't.
You got to give him back. You got to give him back.
He named it. What did he name it?
He named it Frank.
Oh,
I was like, stop.
at least Frank is back with his family. Did you find out what Frank's real name was?
No, actually.
Oh.
Just be known as Frank.
Forever known as Frank. Hey, we're going to catch up with you for a first of five catch up inside the next 10 minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five, Jess.
Good morning, Jess. Turns out a couple of people could be getting free rides on buses this morning.
Yes, so Keolis Downer, we were talking yesterday that their drivers in Newcastle were going on a 24-hour strike, so those buses weren't operating until 2 a.m. this morning. As of this morning, the drivers are back on the job, but because they're still not happy with what Keolis Downer want to give them in terms of a pay rise, they're going to be not using their bus console in the buses, which means that the Opal card readers may not operate, so you can jump on the bus and it's unfortunately...
possibly for free.
Yeah.
Oh. This is what happens when you just don't give them what they want, as we discussed yesterday.
Yeah.
Give them what they want.
Exactly.
At least the buses are running.
Yes.
I find it funny how it kicks in at 2 o'clock in the morning, because I don't think there's any buses that actually start at 2 o'clock in the morning.
There's probably one.
There could be one.
Like, otherwise... it'd be just three or whenever the first bus is. Like, that's all that.
See, my first bus, like when I used to catch public transport, was like 5:30 a.m. That was the first one you could get.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
it covers both peaks.
I don't think
it covers both. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever been on a bus in Newcastle.
Really?
No.
Haven't lived.
We need to change that.
I'm pretty sure I've lived really well.
We need to change that at Christmas time, because there is a bus that gets around. I'm pretty sure Jesmond and the bus driver, she does it all up with tinsel.
I've seen that.
You got to get on that bus. It is actually really cool.
I will think about it. Probably one.
I will drag you on there one day.
Let's talk about this whole stamp duty thing, because people are chatting about that. Jess, what's happening there?
Yeah. Yeah, so New South Wales budget gets handed down today, and there was some chatter last week that we could see some stamp duty reform in the budget today. So there are reports this morning that that is going to happen. So the Premier is apparently going to offer some first home buyers the choice of making that upfront stamp duty payment or opting into an annual property tax. So that annual property tax would be $400 a year plus 0.3% of the land value per year. So that's a little bit of a cheaper option, particularly for first home buyers trying to break into the market. Now, once the buyer decides to pay that annual property tax, that particular property is locked into that scheme even when it's sold.
So that's their way of switching everyone over eventually.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's not, apparently, the Premier has been pushing for a while, even when he was Treasurer, before he was Premier, for reform on a larger scale for stamp duty, but, you know, the state government can only cover so much.
Can I just put this out there? The annual property tax just sounds like something in a game of Monopoly.
Yeah, and
it really does.
I'm not about it, because they can then value those properties higher, and that's it's based on the value of the land.
Yeah.
So, and who's choosing that value? And also, the other thing I'd say is it will probably create two classes of properties. Because what will happen is the properties at the upper end of the market, people will avoid that because in the long run, it's going to be cheaper to pay stamp duty.
Yeah.
So you what will happen is people who are lower income probably will end up paying more over time. And they'll be locked into cheaper properties, which will always be stuck with that stamp duty stigma.
The Novo.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
The fact that I said, I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as, New FM.
Now, we all know that James Corden is set to wrap up the Late Late Show over in the US.
That's right.
Spring next year. He's heading home. He's heading home to the UK.
I don't know what... I guess... Do you think he's been pushed out?
I don't think so. I just think he's over it.
Done with it. He's got all the money he needs.
He's got all the money he needs. He's done the ridiculous amount of movies. He's got enough money. Maybe he just wants to chillax with his wife. I don't know if he's got kids or not. I'm not too sure.
I think he does.
However, a petition has been started online, and you'd think it would be to save the Late Late Show.
Yeah, keep him on the air.
Maybe. Absolutely not. I'm going to get into the details of the petition for James Corden.
The Novos.
Now, James Corden. He's wrapping up the Late Late Show. They're saying spring 2023, so that means like autumn for us, right?
Yeah,
so I'm assuming like April next year.
Yep.
Anyway, a petition has launched on change.org. Obviously, change.org known for petitions for actual, you know, important things.
Save the whales.
Save the whales, you know, save someone from being deported, all that kind of stuff.
Yep, exactly.
This, however, the petition is to stop James Corden from returning to the UK.
People that are sick of him because he just, everywhere he drives, he's always singing in the car.
Exactly.
And people are sick of that.
And no one wants that in the UK. So the petition starts out with, 8 years ago, James Corden left the UK for the US to work on the Late Late Show. Since then, we've dealt with Brexit and COVID. But throughout that, there was a beacon of hope. James Corden wasn't here.
They've already got enough late night shows. Maybe, do you think maybe he's signed up for a deal to do a show?
Maybe.
Like that would bring him back there. Well, some, you know, they do love that sort of, you know, format.
Yeah, well, this has worked before, because there was a petition to get him off the set of Wicked. How they were doing a movie adaptation of Wicked? 115,000 signatures.
I don't think it got him off it, though.
I don't think it did. I'm not too sure if he was on there or not. But this petition, unfortunately for this poor guy, so his name is Graham Stoner, is the one who started the petition. I've just clicked the link to see how many signatures it had. It's been removed.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame, because a lot of, you know, a lot of people want him out.
Yeah, so I just clicked on the petition because it is part of the news article, and it's saying this petition isn't available. Either the URL is incorrect or it violated our community guidelines, or the starter removed it.
I reckon James Corden complained because he's a big complainer. and
is
got
he a
it taken. I don't know. He just seems like he would be.
Yeah.
Without any other information, he just seems like he would be.
Look, I feel really disappointed because, like, I quite enjoyed the Late Show sometimes. He went on, like, a fair bit.
Yeah.
However, when I watched Ocean's 8, I think it was, with, like, the female version of the Ocean's trilogy.
Yeah.
His part in that movie was atrocious.
Yeah, he's got some flops to his name.
He just needs to stop. So, yeah. You know what? Maybe he'll go back to the UK, maybe not. If the UK don't want him, he'll probably move here.
Do you think he would? Well, I don't think there's enough money here for him.
But look, think of all the movies that are being filmed in Australia at the moment.
That's
he
true.
Might just try and hang around on the set.
Acting opportunities. He does love hanging around.
He does love hanging around. Who knows?
Hey, Meg, up next, we've got this story about this guy in a lot of trouble from his wife.
Yeah.
A lot of trouble.
Okay.
Because when he was walking, around this hotel they were staying at, he recognized, oh, look at that girl. It was an adult film star.
Oh.
Which means he'd been watching a lot of it, The Dirty Bird.
Yeah.
He's in a bit of trouble.
The
All right, picture this for a second. This couple, they're staying at a posh hotel because it's their honeymoon.
Yeah.
Right? And they're just walking through the lobby and the guy goes, oh, my God, look at that. It's Mia Khalifa. Who is, of course, a adult film star.
A relatively well-known adult
Very famous,
film star.
Right? And then he's so excited, he starts texting all his guy friends, letting them know. Supposed to be there on your honeymoon, mate.
Was he doing like a couple of
sneaky photos, all of that stuff? Of course, his partner. Well, she was very unimpressed. But then he does the old look. This guy's obviously a bit of a romantic genius, or a genius at getting out of trouble. Because he does like I'm going to say it's the equivalent of like the Uno reverse card.
Yeah.
Right? Because he flips the whole situation by buying her a Birkin bag.
Oh, my God.
As a gift. So
a Birkin.
Yeah. So listen to Meg's reaction there, tradies, if you're driving around. A Birkin bag, the cheapest one you can get is about 10 grand.
Yeah.
And they're like the number one bag you want to get if you're into handbags.
Oh, they're luxe.
They're very, and they, you can't even, not just anyone can even buy one. You
have to go through a wait list.
There's a wait list, or you have to know the right person. And people that try and like flip them on the secondary market get like blacklisted.
Yep.
It's like one of the most exclusive pieces of fashion you can get. So she was furious and then totally flipped around the old Uno reverse. She was completely like blown away by the Birkin bag.
I'm so jealous she got a Birkin bag out of this. I bet these are the kind of things that you look at and you're like, I'm never going to be able to afford one of these, or I'm never going to be able to get my hands on one. She got a Birkin.
She got a Birkin. So, look, he got to see his favourite film star, if you will, and she got a Birkin bag. Overall, pretty eventful honeymoon. You'll never forget that one.
Now, the funny thing is, like, I'm just putting it out there. If you see a celebrity, right, in the wild, you tend to go home and be like, let's watch one of their movies.
Mm.
You think he's going to be doing that on his honeymoon?
I reckon.
Like, I just saw Mia Khalifa.
We got to watch one of her movies.
We got to watch one of her films.
If his wife is there sitting with her Birkin bag, I reckon she wouldn't care. Or she might get into it.
Look,
you can watch whatever you want tonight. I'm just going to enjoy this.
I've never been in a situation where the boyfriend has stuffed up that much. He's had to, like, buy me something to But... look, any future potential boyfriends, husbands, if you stuff up that bad, a Birkin is the only way to fix it.
We'll definitely fix it for me.
It's either that or a pair of Manolo Blahniks. At least the Manolo Blahniks are less than $1,000.
There you go. It's a cheaper option. Maybe for a less famous star that's seen.
Wow.
Hey, so there, if you're courting Meg and you want to fix a problem, Birkin bag will do it.
You got to know the right people, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only thing. Hey, we're going to play Lads vs. Lasses after 6 o'clock this morning. The Lads on 48, the Lasses behind on 45.
Come
we
on,
are
guys.
Playing for that $50 gamble and brown voucher. We're going to do it.
The Novos.
And on air, right across
Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
It is a great Tuesday to be alive.
Yeah, ready to go. Hey, Jess, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Just doing a news thing. Jackson,
good morning. Hello.
You seem so, energetic this morning, Jackson.
Me? Yeah. No, quite the opposite.
Absolutely. Vibe.
Jess is watching me rub my eyes and try not to fall asleep again. I don't know, something about this week, it's just got me.
Yeah, I think we all feel that way.
Yeah.
We're all being a little bit tired this morning.
Yes. And
you know what? It's the solstice.
Yeah, it's the shortest day of the year.
I hate the cold.
And yeah. I hate the short days as well.
This is why you're moving to LA. It's nice and sunny there, pretty much all the time.
Yeah,
right?
And it's warm.
Warm, yes.
I hate waking up in the dark and then going home in the dark.
Yeah.
It got to 4:20 or something yesterday. It was getting dark already. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Mm, horrible.
This needs to end ASAP.
Well, if you want to perk yourself up with a free coffee, $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites available from the deli daily. All you got to do is play lads versus lasses. We need one guy, one girl right now. It's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads sitting on 48, the lasses on 45. We need a couple of points to tie us up by the end of the week. If you want to play, we are going to do it next. 13:10:09. We'll play after Vance Joy, Missing Peace.
It's free coffee and free coffee and breakfast.
The Novos.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, this is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. But for a battle of the sexes game, we need a lass. 13:10:09, otherwise the guys are going to take it out. The lads sitting on 48, the lasses on 45. You're playing for a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown Katara Home. They just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites available from the deli daily.
It's time to meet your boy right now, Jack from Mayfield. Yeah, God's country. He's a support worker, single and ready to mingle, and he's sitting in his car waiting for the heater to kick in. Says his dream travel destination is the Greek islands. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. I'm still currently cold, but
you'll get there. It'll warm up. It'll warm up.
Heater will kick in no time, buddy. Don't worry about that.
I want to hope so.
Do you love to smash a plate?
I do. That's why I want to go there.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you're going to the right place. Let's get into your questions. Number one, what is the main product Max Factor make?
Max Factor, I'm going to go with a deodorant or cologne.
Is that makeup?
Makeup.
All right. Number two. This one's multiple choice. Which singer has a fragrance called Glow? Is it A, Jennifer Lopez, B, Rihanna, or C, Mariah Carey?
That one I will go with. What are the choices again?
Jennifer Lopez, Rihanna, or Mariah Carey?
I'm going to go with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely right. Good job, man. Good guess. All right, number three. What is the primary function of an epilator?
Epilator? No idea.
Don't want to have a guess?
Have
a guess. Come on, man.
Is it something to do with... Oh, no. I was going to say hair.
Hair what? Hair what?
Like a hair product thing or like a hair...
No, you don't really know what it is.
No.
Hair removal.
Hair removal.
It's like that. It's like a torture device that women use.
Oh, they're absolutely horrendous.
It pulls the hairs out. Can you imagine?
It's not fun. It really isn't
no
fun.
No, thanks. Not for me.
Let's go to Tegan in Thornton. Works in admin. Would love to go on the Amazing Race and thinks I'd be an epic teammate. Oh, you were so mistaken, Tegan. I'd be horrible.
You got to have the girls together.
Oh, you got to have the girls together, but I am so unfit. I'd be the worst person. However, I have a thing about being on time all the time, so maybe that would work in our favour.
Well, that would work together because I like to be on time too.
There you go. Maybe we would win the Amazing Race. I love this. Well, hopefully you can win Lads vs Lasses this morning. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Question one. What is Baston waterproofing membrane used for?
Tiling?
Yeah, it is pretty much. Yeah, it's waterproofing before you tile.
All right.
We'll give you that.
Is this for the win? This is for the win. All right. What is flagging tape used for?
Oh, marking out an area?
Bravo. Are we gonna give her that one?
You know what? I think so, yeah. Congratulations,
yes,
you're a winner.
Tegan. Well done. $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown. Coffee and breakfast for you. Love it.
Perfect, thank you.
You're welcome.
Congrats.
How good.
Yeah, very good job.
We got the points.
Another
those were
point
actually relatively hard today, Crevo.
Oh, look.
Unless you work on a job site, you're not going to know any of that.
That's the way this whole game works, though. Yeah. For you, they seem hard. All the blokes are yelling at their radios. Go in, my name will flag it.
It's membrane.
It's flagging tape. Come on. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, up next. We talked about this couple before.
That's right.
A woman has found her Ed Sheeran lookalike because she's obsessed with Ed Sheeran.
Now, I find this weird because a lot of people say Ed Sheeran, not the best looking bloke.
He's not bad, but then again, I think he's not bad because
he's
guitar, Ed Sheeran.
It's the guitar, right? No,
he's not bad because he's Ed Sheeran.
Exactly. It's not because of his devilishly good looks. Anyway, she's found a lookalike and things are progressing because they've had a child together and there's a little creepy element in there too we're going to get into in just a minute.
The whole thing's creepy.
Yeah, it is because she's only with him because he looks like Ed Sheeran, and she's admitted it.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll do it next.
Yeah, a bit of a, like, weird Ed Sheeran story because he's involved but not really. So there's this lookalike in the UK who's gets heaps of work doing, like, lookalike stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they were at this concert, and this lady who's just absolutely mad for Ed Sheeran, like a full-on super fan. She goes to all the gigs, that sort of stuff. 37 years of age, spots this young lookalike who's only 27, goes, that guy's for me.
He's my man.
Apparently they've ended up together. And they've just had a baby, which is nice.
Cute.
Which is lovely. They've named it after Ed Sheeran's wife because it's a girl. I couldn't call him Ed. So I had to call him Cherry after Ed Sheeran's wife's name.
That's not creepy at all.
And then added it as a middle name, Sheeran. So just to seal off the weirdness, they've done that. Now, if you're wondering, are they going to be still so mad for Ed Sheeran now they've got a kid? Like, will they be able to attend all the gigs and stuff? Fear not. Just hours after the baby was born, they went off to an Ed Sheeran concert.
What?
Yeah, no joke. On the same
day.
With the
baby?
The baby couldn't come with. No. Of course not.
Because you see some concerts where people do take small children.
Yeah, but not just an hours old baby. And
they bailed on their newborn to go to an Ed Sheeran gig.
The whole thing is just bizarre. So the couple's love story, like, it's just so weird. Her friend apparently pointed him out first.
Yeah.
Like, look at that lookalike. It was at a concert, of course. And a couple of years later, this is happening.
He might not even like Ed Sheeran that much, but he knew, I'll go to this concert and I'm going to get some.
Exactly.
That's the only reason he went.
Ended up with this 37-year-old cougar, and now they've got a kid together.
Mate, so what's going to happen in, like, 15 years when Ed Sheeran isn't really relevant anymore?
Well, she'll still be happy because she's got the lookalike as a partner.
But the thing is, what happens, like, for example, she falls in love with a different musician. Like,
well, that's for kid number two to find out about.
When she's 50 and she, like, there's another 20-something-year-old musician that she falls in love with. She going to find another lookalike?
I guess so. It's the only way. They'll break up and that'll be the end of that.
Start a family band of all these lookalike children?
Oh, God. The whole thing is bizarre and some people need to just wind back their obsession.
Look, I have obsessions. You know me. I have obsessions with music and all that kind of stuff.
But not lookalikes.
I'm not finding lookalikes for the people that I'm infatuated with.
No, this is
beyond weird. To procreate with.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jager bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
This story is absolutely fascinating, right? So it happened right here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman has broken into these people's house and gone and had a shower and then changed into a pair of clothes from the actual people inside the house, and then decided that she was going to go out and try and steal their car.
This is so bizarre.
This is just bizarre. And the guy was in the house. He's like, I'm absolutely not having this. Anyway, the guy is a forklift driver and had a forklift at his house and has gone out, driven the forklift, and picked the car up with her in the driver's seat.
So she's broken into the car.
She's broken into the... Which I don't think she's had to even broken into the car. She probably grabbed the keys.
Right, yeah, yeah, grabbed
the
keys.
And he's come out with his forklift and picked the car up and lifted it off the ground with her in the driver's seat.
Oh, my God.
To the point where she couldn't get out.
So, of course, because she's up in the air.
She's up in the air. The police have come and got her and arrested her for breaking in her. And then for unlawful use of a motor vehicle.
Ah, brilliant.
Incredible. So it's asking on 1309, how did you stop the crime?
I love this.
Because this guy, obviously, you know, not every person's going to have access to a forklift, right?
No, no, no.
And know how to use it to stop their car from being stolen. But he's like, ingenious, I'm going to go and do this. And it stopped the car from being stolen.
I love the ones where, like, a thief breaks in or something and then they're able to lock them in the building.
Yes.
That's always brilliant. You see, often those videos are released where, yeah, they, you know, the thief is in the shop. The owner gets out the back and locks the doors.
Absolutely.
It's stuck.
We'll take your calls next. How did you stop the crime? 13109. We do have up for grabs for the best callers on air today. Family passes to Reading Cinemas.
The Novos.
Boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for?
We are talking on 13109. How did you stop the crime? So this guy has caught a woman trying to steal his car, right? Anyway, he thought, this isn't happening. He had a forklift nearby, of course, as you do, decided to lift the car up with the forklift with her inside.
That's very clever.
And waited for the cops to get there.
Yeah, because if you do it right, she can't even open the door because
no.
It's like trapped up against the edge of the forklift.
Exactly.
Genius.
Yeah, so I was very happy that she got caught.
Yeah, it's brilliant when you can stop a crime. It happened to my grandmother. So when she was living on the farm, the next door neighbour had these thieves break in and, like, try and steal a bunch of stuff, but the neighbour, like, scared them off.
Mm.
So they, like, took off in their car and went towards my grandmother's farm. The neighbour had called my grandmother and said, hey, watch out, these thieves are coming and they've got our stuff, right? So my grandma was there with this guy working on the farm and said, look, we've got to watch out for these thieves that are coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, they rock up at the farm and they pretend to be, like, lost and ask to use the phone.
Oh.
Like a classic, you know.
90s kind of thing.
Yeah, well, hey, they came up to this farm worker who jumped on the biggest one, tackled him to the ground and said, look, I'm doing a citizen's arrest. You're under arrest. And the police have been called. The police came and they took the guy away.
Wow. So was there one or two of them, though?
There was two. One disappeared into the bush, never to be seen again.
They would have caught him eventually,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah, for sure. Look,
that's crazy.
Apparently, they were sort of like known petty criminals of the area.
I love neighbours looking out for each other like that. That's really cool.
It is, you know, and that's like the sort of farm life, I guess.
Yeah.
Quick, get ready. These criminals are coming.
Well, it's like when I got stuck in Woolies that day a couple of weeks ago.
That's
they
right.
locked all the doors because there was a thief who was a regular thief.
Yeah,
came
right.
Came in
and
they've noticed a walked in and they've gone, lock all the doors. So all the customers were locked in, all the potential customers were locked out. They got her and she had meat that she was trying to steal meat. Like, I understand like meat's very expensive and everything right now, but you shouldn't be stealing it.
Never put lamb chops down your pants.
No.
That's just advice to live by.
Especially if there's guard dogs.
Yeah, that's right. They will catch you.
Yeah. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
What's on the way?
I've got an update on the Kardashians in Australia. Also, too, a sneak peek at none other than Martha Stewart's new podcast.
Oh, see, I love watching Martha Stewart's cooking shows.
She's pretty great, right?
And Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, doing their thing.
Just baking.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Yeah, Jackson's here. What's the goss? What have you got for us up first?
Well, I got super excited earlier in the week, because I said that the Kardashians, specifically Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, have moved to Cairns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
all these rumours that they're up there. And now, Pete Davidson definitely is because he's filming. Turns out that a few restaurants in Cairns have gotten together and decided, hey, we're going to lie about this and we're just going to say that we've had Kim Kardashian in and she made all these rules of what the patrons have to do with handing their phones over, and it's backfired now because I think maybe there's a few cease and desists flying around. Oh. I can't confirm that, but...
That is juicy.
The restaurants that have been saying that Kim Kardashian's been dining there and staying there and they've seen her around, they very quickly turned around and said, nope, we were joking, sorry, let's not go any further with this.
Just kidding.
Yes.
So has anyone actually seen her in Cairns?
No one's seen her in Cairns. The report out of the Kardashian camp is that she is at home in Los Angeles for the time being. Pete Davidson's definitely up there. He was at Time Zone and a few fans seen him, but she has not made the move to Cairns and she is not fine dining around the place. So
She's not even here.
No. So it's all just a publicity stunt for these restaurants to get people to come in and head up to Cairns and try and spot Kim Kardashian.
That is extraordinary.
That's incredible.
Pretty fantastic, right?
Yeah, good marketing.
Yeah, 100%. But Kris Jenner's watching everything.
Of course.
She has a lot of money and she will sue you. Martha Stewart also has a lot of money and a lot of time on her hands. So she's put a podcast together. Now, what we're all excited to hear is her chat with Snoop Dogg. Yes. Now, we don't have a lot of it because it comes out tomorrow in the US. But this is what the Snoop Dogg chat kind of sounds like. And I'll tell you some juicy details from it.
My friend and business partner, Snoop Dogg. Every time I go anywhere, all they want to know is how's Snoop.
You don't think I get approached all the time by people that say, do you think you can get me a picture of Martha? You think you can get an autograph?
Okay, so not too much there, but we are getting transcripts of the episode that Snoop appears in. Now, what I find fascinating is, one, she's so old.
Yeah.
She's like in her 80s, right?
Is she really?
I think so, or like almost, and she looks not a day over 50. Let me tell you that much.
She's one of those people that hasn't changed for a long time.
And she's even been to prison. She doesn't look hard. Do you know what I mean?
She's 80.
Isn't that crazy? Anyway, she doesn't do any of the Devil's Lettuce, which surprised me. As well, but she's so into like distributing it with food and because of all its medical purposes.
Yeah.
But the question everyone was getting her to ask him, and this is going to appear on the podcast, is can you tell me how many of those special cigarettes you smoke on a day-to-day basis? And Snoop Dogg says, it depends. It ranges maybe about 15 one day, but when I make music, about 25 to 30.
Jeez.
He really loves the Larry Lungbusters, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does. Yeah,
well, you see some people just punch him down.
Well, maybe this is why he's not coming. He's cancelled his tour, hasn't he?
He did cancel his tour to Australia. Everyone's very sad about that.
Yeah, mate. Well, you can't do that while you're in Australia, mate. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to come here.
That's so true.
Yes.
He'd probably have withdrawals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Couldn't be far away here, though, you wouldn't think.
Oh, who knows?
Hopefully not, to be honest.
Who knows?
Because do you know what? You see all the medical thing. It's a medical marvel.
Is it legal in LA when...
Legal in California.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Interesting. Are you going to partake?
Well, look, I couldn't confirm or deny.
Couldn't confirm or deny.
You played in the fifth.
Everyone's very happy over there, though.
We'll leave it right there.
The Novos.
They're local ads.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. New FM.
Up next is our year-long competition between Crevo and myself. What's my age again? Now the scores. Crevo. You're tripling my score right now. I'm on 6, Crevo's on 18. Last week, you got an age bang on.
Yeah, double points.
So if you don't know how this game works, basically, we listen to the sound of your voice. We ask you a couple of lifestyle questions. And then amongst us, we guess your age. The closest without going over gets the point. Now, I got 1 point last week, but you had to smash it with 2 points. 3 points, actually.
Yep.
To really take the lead. Now, every caller who gets to air... today goes into the draw to win a family pass to Reading Cinemas. So if you want to play What's My Age Again, we're going to do it next. 13:10:09.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. What's My Age Again?
Yes, our year-long competition between Crevo and myself. I'm going to call it. I'm pretty sure you're taking this year out.
It's only early, Meg. You never know.
We're halfway through the year and you tripled me score.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of a genius at guessing people's ages.
Yeah.
I practice all the time.
I know you do.
How much have you practiced this week?
Yeah, mate, I don't go out and see people, though. That's the problem. But I don't have a social life.
No, but you can just do it when you're at the shops.
I haven't even been to the shops recently, to be completely
honest. Surely you have bought something in the last week.
In the last week, yes, but I go through self-serve.
Yeah, but
I can't really ask a self-serve machine, can I?
No, but you can look across at the person buying something next to you and go, 41.
41.
36. 58. I'm doing it all the time. Them.
Well, the scores are 6 for me, 18 for Crevo. Let's get into this. Let's meet our first contestant, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Tyan. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. All right, first question for you. When was the last time you went to a library?
Oh, like 10 years ago?
10 years ago. All right. Okay. Do you own a VCR?
No.
Of course not.
Some people do.
That's true. I think you are 27.
I'm going to say 32.
No, 27.
Oh,
I told you, I am an age-guessing genius.
Absolutely. This is just a ridiculous 2 points for you. Thank you. Matt, how are you going?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. How about yourself?
I'm not doing great at the moment. I'm already losing. All right, question one. Do you keep all of your birthday cards that you get?
Depending who it's from.
Okay.
That's a later in life thing. Okay. what was the last food you bought?
Pork and gravy roll.
Oh.
You know, you're talking Meg's language.
That's good. I love that. 27, I'm going
with. Okay, I think you are 32.
Oh, no, I'm 25.
Oh, no points.
Oh, okay.
Pork and gravy roll, though. Matt, you're single. Meg loves gravy on everything.
Well, let's go to Tanya. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. All right. First question for you. Can you drive a manual?
I sure can.
Okay.
And are you a tea or a coffee person, Tanya?
Both.
Okay.
Oh, I've got my age in mind.
You go first then.
Okay, I think you're 42.
Well, I was going to say 41.
No, 57.
Oh, 3 points for Crevo.
What can I say? It's practice makes perfect, Meg.
Jeez.
As you walk through the street, look at people. Are you 50? Are you 46? Just do it.
I'm going to have to do it, man. This is ridiculous. All right. I'm on 6. You're on 21. Oh.
Do you want to restart?
No. You're winning fair and square, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, look, a lot of people have been keen for IKEA to come to Newcastle.
Oh, me.
I love IKEA
meatballs.
You love the meatballs.
And the chocolate. The IKEA chocolate is ridiculous.
What about any furniture or anything?
Nah, well, I gave you some of the stuff I had from IKEA to sell in your shop, so.
Yeah, some people, like, people are mad for it, and they've been talking about it for ages. IKEA sort of is coming to the party. They're opening up a little shop here in Newcastle, not like the Coles little shop, but like a small shop. But a lot of people are mad about this.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, does
it? We're going to get into the details up next. IKEA is sort of coming to Newcastle.
All right, we'll get the details.
The Novos.
All right, so a lot of people have been trying to get an IKEA here to Newcastle for a long time because they had going to Sydney just for that.
Yeah.
You're a bit of a fan of the shop.
I love IKEA. I haven't been down in years, though, to be honest. Yeah. I'm a sucker for a meatball, some chocolate, maybe a dollar hot dog.
That sort of thing. Emmy, my partner, absolutely loves it. For me, it's a bit full on. Anyway, a lot of people have been wanting it here in Newcastle. And then they made this announcement, oh, we're getting a shop here in Newcastle.
People lost their minds.
They went absolutely mad for it. However, it isn't a full IKEA. It's what they call a planning studio.
What?
A planning studio. Basically, it's where you can go in and look at all their stuff sort of online. Maybe they've got a few things in there. And then you can order it and then pick it up from there.
No. What's the point?
IKEA, I really feel a lot of it is about like touch and feel and looking at things and going, do I really want that bamboo waste paper basket? I think I do.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing that they're known for. And they'll have no food on site.
No point.
So a lot of people are very upset because they want some really, you know, I guess, underpriced, low-quality meatballs with a cranberry sauce.
You leave those meatballs alone, Creamer. They are delicious.
They're okay. Look, they're not the best thing ever.
I did buy them and pop them in a freezer bag and bring them home once. Like, the actual, like, you didn't buy them frozen.
Oh, God.
So the thing, going to IKEA is very similar to going to Kmart. You don't necessarily need anything, but you're going there for the experience.
And then you come out with 12 towels you didn't plan to purchase.
Exactly. It's like I went in there just to have a look.
Yeah.
And I end up buying LED strip lights, a couple of mirrors, I think a couple of forks as well. Like, nothing I really needed.
But somehow you buy it anyway.
It's very similar to the Kmart. It's the Swedish Kmart effect.
Exactly. Now, so people are pretty upset about this because, really, who's going to go into a planning studio?
Nobody is.
It's not very sad. It's just like when you go to they're building new houses or something.
Your display homes.
It's like a display home. But you can't take anything home?
No.
I'll have none of that thing.
No, absolutely
I don't think
not.
This will be a success. I think it's a bit of a waste of time, to be honest.
I think it's a waste of money. No, yeah. People are going to go and check it out just because it's IKEA.
They'll go once and go, well, that was disappointing.
And if they want anything, they'll do the 2-hour trip down to Sydney and go buy it.
Exactly. I think this is overall a total waste of time, but hey, it's coming soon.
Okay, do they say whereabouts?
I'm not really sure. I thought it was over at Boorowoo or something.
This is where they wanted to originally put the
that's
IKEA
what I
with
thought.
Costco. Which
I'm
would
not
make
sure.
sense
it
having Bunnings
say.
Right next to Costco, right next to IKEA. It would make a lot of sense.
It would, but anyway, the whole thing is a bit dumb in my opinion.
I'm probably not going to go check it out. I'd rather just, do a trip down to Sydney, get my meatballs while I'm down there.
I won't be looking at it.
No, you're not
Couldn't
doing
care
it?
Less.
I think Emmy might drag you there.
Oh, I doubt it. Not for a planning studio. We'll just go to Sydney.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
I have a question for you, Crevo.
Yes.
Did you get contacted by any scientists recently, by any chance?
No. Why?
No. Well, science have apparently revealed the most attractive people in the world.
Oh, like individuals?
Individuals in the world. And I thought maybe they had contacted you in regards to this.
Look, scientists often contact me for comment on things.
Yeah.
Because of my, you know.
No, I thought they might have contacted you to reveal that you were one of the most attractive people in the world.
Meg.
Because you're always on your phone. I thought maybe one of these phone calls might have been
about that. It wasn't this time. They must have missed me.
Well, I think so, because the person who apparently is the world's most attractive man, I don't agree with under any circumstances.
Okay. Do they have the woman as well?
They have the woman as well.
Oh, great.
We'll get into the details
it.
Next, but you know what? I don't agree. Science is lying to us.
Is wrong this time, okay?
The details of the world's most sexiest people.
The Novos.
And science has revealed the most attractive man. And no, absolutely not. Under any circumstances.
You reckon they've got it wrong, man?
They have gotten it wrong so, so very wrong. So, Robert Pattinson, a.k.a. Old Mate from Twilight.
What I don't think I don't yeah look he's look he's perfectly fine. He's not an
I
ugly
don't
guy.
Find, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't find him attractive in the slightest.
So that's the let's. I'm just.
This is according to science. Okay, so there was this scientific thing where they assessed different facial features and all that kind of stuff. Now he was up against the likes of Bradley Cooper, George Clooney, all this Brad Pitt, and he's the one who won.
See. The thing with Robert Pattinson, if you see him, he has a couple of different, distinctive facial expressions.
Yeah, they all look boring.
Well, it's always, to me, it always looks like I've smelled a fart in a room and I'm not sure who's done it. Or I've done the fart in the room and you guys are suffering and it was me who did it. They're the two main. His smirk, where his eyes go smaller.
Yeah.
That is, to me, exactly what he looks like every single time you see a photo of him.
So, yeah, I'm looking at the photos in this article at the moment. You're right. So, apparently, this is an algorithm that ranks different facial features and has analysed men of Hollywood. Now, I said before George Clooney and Bradley Cooper, they've also done Ryan Gosling, Henry Cavill, as well. And this is the guy who won. So he ranked an impressive 92.15%.
That's it. To me, that tells you that the algorithm is wrong, because I think if you asked 100 people that you know, are into guys,
yeah,
you're not getting 100 Robert Pattinsons.
See, let's put it this way. Out of all those ones I mentioned, Robert Pattinson for me comes last. So I would probably go...
How would you rank them?
I'd probably go George Clooney.
As most bangable?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, Henry Cavill, and then Brad Pitt. And then Robert Pattinson.
At the end.
But if we want to go for the ladies as well, the same thing has been done.
Oh, great.
Interestingly enough, the most attractive female, according to like Hollywood actresses and things like that.
Yeah.
Amber Heard.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like, she's perfectly pretty.
I think she's attractive, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like, when you put her up against, like, I feel bad pitting women against other women. We've just done this for men, so yeah, this isn't sexist at all.
No. Like, of all of the bombshells that are out there, like, she's perfectly, you know, pretty, and especially in some roles, you know, looks amazing. But as the number one, this computer program is a broken.
Let's have a look. I can't remember her name. The one who plays Harley Quinn.
Oh.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
For me, she is absolutely stunning.
I mean,
I think for me, Margot Robbie would be top tier here. She's beautiful.
Last night watched a documentary on J-Lo.
Yeah, you were saying this.
At 50, I think she looks better than Amber Heard.
But apparently, according to science has said, no, Amber Heard and Robert Pattinson are the most attractive people in the world.
I am a big defender of science. In this situation,
I know you love science.
It's wrong.
Science is your thing.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Hey, birthday lotto up next. We've got $300 to give away cha-ching. Right now. Anyone born in May, this is your month. 13-10-09. May babies, get on the phones now.
All right.
The Novos.
Try not to look, but the guy in finance has gone crazy. With only Novocastrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash.
Megan Quillers.
Thank you so much.
Birthday lotto.
You just made my day.
Oh, I'm absolutely buzzing. Let's give away $300 right now, Meg.
Let's do it. June, right?
I know, absolutely not. It's May.
Oh, it's May. Well, I wrote down June up a day. Sorry about that. Let's go to Nicole in Balmoral. Works for a distributor. Thinks the most sexiest person alive is definitely Brad Pitt. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how you going?
Good, good. Okay, what movie is Brad Pitt the sexiest in?
Oh, gee. You just put me on the spot then. Sexy in all of them.
I've got a thing for him in the Ocean's movies. I don't know, because he's very confident and he's very cool.
Yeah.
Nicole's like, whatever.
It's any movie, as long as it's Brad Pitt.
And does he have his shirt off? Like, that's
I
all
think
Nicole.
He gets his shirt off a couple of times.
That's all Nicole. Yeah.
Let's spin these birthday balls, try and get you $300, Nicole. Fingers crossed.
What about when he wears the glasses?
Yeah. I don't remember him wearing glasses at all.
Yeah, he's off. He does sometimes for different
all
roles.
All right, let's get $300 to Nicole. Were you born on the 1st of May?
No, the 3rd.
Oh, so close, really? Nicole. I'm so sorry.
We've had a few near misses recently.
Very, very much so.
But not today.
Well, that
not
means
today.
Another $300 is going to be up for grabs before 9 o'clock this morning.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to chat later on today as well about fast food dating.
Oh, yeah. So this is interesting, because if you've ever been on a first date and fast food is the option, for me it would be a massive turn off.
See, I said to you yesterday, I'm all for it, but we'll get into all the details after we check in with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom with Jess next. It is 7:54. Good morning.
The Novos.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
So normally during the ads, during the songs, I'm doing one thing and one thing only, scrolling through Tinder and Bumble and all that kind of stuff. And you asked me yesterday, Crevo, would I be offended if someone asked me out on a date and then took me to like Macca's or KFC or Hungry Jack's? And I'm like, not really. don't really care.
See, I don't understand this. I think
it doesn't bother me.
If you go out on a date, go somewhere nice, where at least somebody brings you a menu.
See, I love the idea, though, of just going through the drive-thru or something and then going and sitting at the beach with the meal. I don't know about sitting in and eating for a first date.
You're not going
to
sit next to the kids' playground with all the, you know, plastic tubes and all that.
And all that kind of stuff.
Oh, you've sat on a pickle. Gross.
See, the good thing is, though, the way I see it as well, it shows me how that person would interact with, like, retail staff and customer service staff and all that kind of stuff.
You can do that in a nice restaurant.
You can do that in a nice restaurant, but some people are nicer to people in nice restaurants than they are to people at fast food and all that kind of stuff. So if they're rude to the person, it gives me an inkling of what they're like. But I would never get offended if they turned around and said, "Hey, mate, I'll take you to Macca's."
What we're learning here is...
I've got low standards, is what we're learning here.
I wasn't going to say it. If you're courting Meg, you can get away with the cheeky, hungry Jack's
mate,
meal, and you only eat the kids' meal too because you don't eat much.
I know. The thing is, mate, you could get away with Darby's. If Darby's was still around with a dollar pie or sausage roll, I'd be stoked. I'm not fussy. So, 13109, did you go on a fast food first date?
Oh, God, I can't believe... Like, we put this on our Instagram, didn't we?
We put it on Instagram and our Facebook.
And a lot of people are doing this.
A lot of people have done it, and they've been happily married, Crevo, for, like, 10-plus years.
This astonishes me. This is not a fast food, it is not a first date location.
It's a fast food love story, Crevo.
Oh, my God.
You need to get behind it. Did you go on a fast food first date? We're going to take your calls next. 13109. Every caller who gets to air goes in the draw to win family pass to Reading Cinemas to see the movie of your choice. Get involved.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
So we are talking on 13109. Have you gone on a fast food first date? Because Crevo, I don't mind the idea. Doesn't bother me. Couldn't care less if you took me to Macca's or KFC.
I was shocked by this.
Doesn't bother me. Low standards.
It's not about low standards. It just doesn't seem very romantic to me.
Really?
Yeah.
The thing is, my theory is a first date isn't meant to be romantic. You don't know the person.
Well, I don't know. I tend to disagree.
What do you think sitting next to someone in a movie for 2 hours and not talking? That's not romantic either.
I don't think that's a great first date either.
There you go. But go on and sit in there having a zinger box at KFC. Not bad.
Two-piece feed.
Two-piece feed. Two-piece feed.
Wing or
two
drumstick?
Two people coming together at the two-piece feed, Crevo.
Oh, two people what now, mate?
Two people coming together having some KFC.
You're just saying stuff now.
I don't know what you're talking about. We put this up on our Facebook last night.
Yes, some great comments. My favourite is from a Robert who said, "I proposed to my wife going through Edgeworth McDonald's drive-thru."
Did she say yes? These are the questions, Robert.
Well, these are the questions. And he didn't offer any more information.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to stalk his profile later and find out if he's actually married or not.
Amazing.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Gabby. Hey, Gabby. Hello, Gabby. No, I don't think Gabby's there.
No? Okay.
No, let's... let's go to Simon. Hey, Simon.
G'day, how are you?
Hey, Simon. First food, first date. How'd it go down?
Well, like I met my wife at a party.
Yep.
And then when married now. And then I rang her up afterwards and said, "Oh, what are you doing?" She's like, "Nothing much." So I was like, "Okay, be ready in half an hour. You need to bring 2 slices of bread and 30 cents. And she's a bit intrigued about it all.
Right.
So then picked her up. We went drive through Macca's, bought a 30-cent cone each, and then went to the park and used the bread to feed the birds and the ducks and stuff like that.
You know what you've done?
Oh, my God, Simon. That is... I love this.
You know what? You've tickled a couple of things with Meg here because, firstly, Meg's a bird lover, so she's already fawning over that whole situation. You can calm yourself
down. And I love a 30-cent cone from Macca's.
And the other funny thing about it is you've sort of, like, skipped ahead to... They always, with Macca's, they always have the ads for the old couple eating 30-cent cones in the park. So you were the
inspiration for that ad, weren't you, Simon?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. I love that. That's beautiful.
Obviously it worked, I'm guessing.
I think Gabby's back. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sure can. What's your fast food first date story?
My partner, when we first went on a date, he actually took me to gelato.
Gelato.
Oh, see, that's a bit fancier than...
What kind of gelato, though?
Oh, it was like just the Gelatissimo down at the...
So it's a chain store, so it technically counts.
It technically counts, but, you know, a gelato walking along the promenade or something, that's all right. I can get behind that.
You can get behind that, Creeper, okay.
It's the, you know... Like the Happy Meal at McDonald's with all the kids screaming around that weirds me out.
Gabby, if he took you for a 30-cent cone like Simon did, would you have said yes?
Oh, of course we do it all the time.
Oh, there you go. See, it's not just me. People love it.
Maybe I'm the only one.
Maybe
who
you're the odd one out here, Creebo.
Surely not. Surely there's other people who think that a fast food first date.
Yes, millionaire Mark, you're not going to Macca's on a first date. We get it.
It's not about being a millionaire. It's about having, like, a nice conversation with a glass of wine and a good meal.
You know what? You can pour the wine into the Macca's cup.
The Novos. The
Novos. If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Yeah, what's the goss time with Jackson? What do you have for us up first?
You might have heard that Beyonce's got a new album coming out.
Yes.
She's just changed her Instagram bio to Break My Soul Tonight at Midnight. So that means we're getting a new song, which means Beyonce fans are in meltdown.
They're going to lose their absolute... When Lemonade came out, it was ridiculous.
I know. People go crazy for it.
Beyonce's great, but do you not think that she's a little bit overrated?
I think just the tiniest little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they call her Queen Bee and all that, but... Mm. Queen is a little bit highly rated for what she's... She's great.
She's
fantastic.
Great.
Don't get me wrong, but...
It's the hype about her is more...
Her lucky charm was that she was the best of the three.
Yes. You know?
Totally.
Well, like, her mum or dad was the manager as well, so obviously they're going to push their daughter to the front.
Original momager.
Do you know, and they really pushed their daughter as well. Do you know they made her run for hours on a treadmill and sing at the same time to make sure her lungs were... at, like, peak capacity.
Jeez. No wonder she doesn't want to perform anymore.
Yeah. She also once sold, like, a number one album here, and she only did, like, 7,000 copies. Because you can do that here in Australia.
Here in Australia. Yeah. It's so easy to get to number one on the RH charts.
Especially if you do, like... like low peak time. It's like travelling out of the school holidays.
Like, if you don't release an album the same time as Harry Styles, you might get to number one.
Yes. Speaking about Harry Styles, he's helped someone come out on stage over in the UK. He's on his tour. I'm excited for that to come to us. I'm not even going to be here. So,
you can come back for it.
No, thanks.
No, you can watch anything anytime.
Take a listen to this audio. He spotted someone in the crowd that had a Help Me Come Out to My Parents sign.
When this flag goes above my head, you are officially out. I think that's how it works. Right, when this sign goes over the head, you're officially gay, my boy.
Crowd went wild. He put the little flag over his head, and yeah,
so cute.
Very nice moment. Brought him up on stage. I love Harry Styles.
I love him. I think he's great. Like, obviously not my favourite, but still great.
I think he's my favourite.
Yeah?
Out of them, if I had to pick.
He's the only one you know. Let's be real.
Oh, come on. I know the other one. Oh, God, don't test me.
No,
there's Liam Payne. There's Niall
Horan. All right, let's
do
a test. Yes, okay. Yeah. You got two more.
Harry Styles. Is it two more?
There's two more. One of them is coming to Australia next month, by the way.
Yeah, Mel B and Posh Butts.
I don't know the others. That's
Zayn
all I know.
Malik.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Louis.
Louis Tomlinson. That's right.
There you go.
I wouldn't have got them in a million years.
You need to brush up on your pop culture, my friend.
I'll be right. I reckon I don't need to know their names.
Yeah, you do. Sure you do. You're a fanboy.
I'm right.
Absolutely.
And that I am not.
No, thank you very much, Jack.
You're welcome.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jager bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as UFM.
And right after us, 105 commercial free coming up with Jackson.
Yo. I love these boys. Ooh. 5 Seconds of Summer.
That's spicy.
You vibing on it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's new from them. I think it's called Teeth. Mr. Perfectly Fine. Taylor Swift.
Rumours having it at the moment. She's set to drop the Taylor's version of 1989 any minute now.
Oh, is that video? With all the girl squad?
Yep.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
that's nice. Tate McRae as well coming to Australia. You can get
the
meet and greets.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's part of
it. You judged me for that last week.
Didn't you know it's interesting? They cost more than the Dean Lewis ones.
Oh. Interesting. Well, she's international. She's in. Don't start on my Dean Lewis. I swear to God.
Your Dean Lewis.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock with Jackson. Speaking of Dean Lewis, though, his tour went on sale yesterday, and it was quite interesting because, Jackson, you were in the studio with me while I was trying to get tickets.
Interesting time.
Oh, my God. Now, you two just tried to rile me up, basically, because I am infatuated with him. I think he's the one of the greatest musicians that Australia has produced in the last, 10 years.
Dean Irish isn't a bad singer,
just
right?
Stop. Stop doing it to me. You know I hate it. Get off your horse.
Get off my horse.
Yeah.
Look, he's all right.
He's all right. We're going to go into my little obsession next because you guys are quite intrigued by my Dean Lewis obsession.
Okay, how many shows of his are you going to?
At the moment, only one.
Yeah, but how many do you want to go to?
Four.
And you're planning to buy tickets, right?
Yeah. I haven't got paid yet, though. Payday's not till Thursday, and it's probably going to sell out, and I'm going to be very emotional for the next week.
The Novos. Come go back to the way that
we used to love. I'm so bloody excited. Oh,
so, yeah, it's Dean Lewis, yeah?
I've been obsessed with Dean Lewis for the last, 4 years. It's actually a bit crazy.
On a scale of one to hot, how much are you into him?
He's the sun, as far as I'm concerned, if you're talking about hot.
Okay.
But it's not just that. It's his music as well. I'm just obsessed. I don't know what it is. So I still remember the first time I ever heard one of his songs.
Yeah.
I was at work at our competitor.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find any information on this guy. And I'm like, what the hell? Who is he? Blah, 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 blah. And then from there on, I'm like, no, this song is amazing. So Waves, the one, his debut single.
Oh, yeah.
And then I managed to get some free tickets to his gig at 48 Watt Street a couple of years ago, and I just fell in love with him there and there.
So you're really in love. Now, yesterday you were busy trying to buy tickets,
right? We were trying to plan our show, and I couldn't give two rats about the show because I was trying to get my Dean Lewis tickets.
Now, just to give you a little perspective onto how obsessed Meg was, I decided to record while you were trying to buy the tickets because... A bit of a potty mouth, Meg, when you're obsessed on ticket buying. Jackson, roll the tape.
It's not working on the computer.
Kicking me out.
Maybe it doesn't want you to have the tickets, Meg. How many times have you seen him already, though?
Once.
That's enough.
Maybe he's heard you on the show. He's blacklisted you.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
If you get a meet and greet, will you propose to him in the meet and greet?
I won't. I don't really want to get turned down.
I can't imagine Dean Lewis would be that popular, though, that he'll sell out in seconds.
He sold out Newcastle already.
How long is it on sale for?
A couple of months or something?
No, last week.
Yeah.
No.
What other cities are you going to see him in?
Possibly Wollongong. I love him. I've only seen him once.
Oh, okay.
Do not refresh browsers. Yes, I got him.
Got him?
Yeah, for Sydney. 78 each. I've got two tickets.
Just very cheap for a concert.
That is cheap. That's because he's not very well known.
Don't start with me.
What's one of his songs? I can't even name one of his songs, could you, Jackson?
Good Lord.
Take Me to Church. Is that him?
You know what? You can go shove up your asses.
Thanks Jackson for recording that extreme moment of me trying to get concert tickets.
Quite stressful playing that out too, because I wasn't sure if I got all the Fs and the rest that went with it.
Because it was after 8 o'clock, I was like, Jackson, delete all the swears. Just delete them.
So for fair warning, he sold out that Sydney show, which I got tickets to. He's had to put a second one on.
Yeah,
Newcastle sold out.
Is he just in playing a little library concert area, is he, or something?
Playing the Civic Theatre, dare you? And the Horden? No, it wasn't the Horden, but Enmore Theatre in Sydney.
Like the little steps out the front, is it?
You can just shove it. Stop. You're just baiting me, and I don't like it, and I don't appreciate you speaking about my future husband that way.
So you buy the meet and greet, would you propose?
I wouldn't propose because it's not the year that women are allowed to propose to men.
What do you mean? Of course you
There's
can.
There's only one year, it's a leap year that women can propose to men.
Oh, what a load of rubbish, Meg.
Mate.
If you think he's the one, you should propose.
Well, it was quite funny yesterday because you saw me, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Because... I put on my Instagram story, I didn't get tickets to Newcastle, but I got Sydney, and he responded to me, he actually DM'd me going, is Newcastle not working? And I'm like, I got a message from Dean Lewis. I'm like, oh!
Everyone heard, dogs in the area were, howling because their screech was so high-pitched.
Exactly, and he never responded to my other message, unfortunately, but he's doing this golden ticket thing, and I'm like, where you get to go backstage and meet him, I need that.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Well, Jackson, can you arrange him for like celeb or pleb or something for me?
I'll give it a go.
Oh,
we'll do
my
our
God.
Best,
absolutely.
Meg.
Please do.
Your number one crush.
I hope, mate.
If you
I
get
got to
married.
Meet him, you know, I will just be happy with meeting him, I think.
Yeah, I'll be happy when you guys are married happily.
You know me, I don't want a relationship right now, though.
Yeah, but you'd do it for him, wouldn't you?
Oh, would I? Would I get into a relationship?
I'll get out, Meg.
Well, the thing
Did
is,
Did you
though,
not just hear yourself? How ridiculous.
The thing is, you know how I like my space?
Yeah.
He's always on tour.
Hey, they perfect.
So I get the best of both worlds.
It's a dream come true.
I love
true.
It. Hey, birthday lotto's up next, Creeper.
You can buy your own Dean Lewis tickets with the money, perhaps. $300 up for grabs.
As long as you're taking me with you.
That's right. We're looking for anyone born in February.
Okay, if you're born in February and you want your shot at $300.
The Novos.
Try not to look, but the guy in finance has gone crazy. With only Nova Castrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash.
Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday lotto.
You just made my day.
Yeah, we're exactly the same as the Reserve Bank, just handing out cash, except for in a few different ways. $300 up for grabs right now. All you need to do is be born in Feb.
Just like May from Dunns Creek, Dana Analytics, currently studying to be a medical engineer, like Dean Lewis, but does not think he is as sexy as I ham him up to be. What are you talking about?
I mean, look, have we not seen Ryan Reynolds?
Mate, Ryan Reynolds can get in the bin as far as I'm concerned.
What?
Compared to Dean Lewis. Oh, my God. But
even as a straight man,
though, I'm not saying no to Ryan Reynolds.
Even as a straight man, I'm going to say you're mad. Get in the bin.
Get in the bin. What are you going to spend the money on?
Honestly, probably going on a Sydney trip anyways. So
oh, I
we
like
might
that.
Just spend it on
like
a
that.
Bit of extra nice food. So.
Couple of extra cocktails, maybe?
Yeah.
There's so much good food there to be
Creepo
had.
Creepo will give you some tips off air, trust yeah. me. Let's spin these birthday balls.
Good luck.
Oh, I've got my good fingers luck. Crossed for you. Okay, were you born on the 13th of February?
No, I wasn't.
Sorry, this is what happens when you pick Ryan Reynolds over Dean
Lewis. Oh, don't blame that. How ridiculous.
Hey, that means it's going to jackpot to $325 tomorrow.
That it is.
Up next, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yeah, I got a bit of Julia Michaels,
nice.
Who writes songs for literally everybody.
Everyone.
He sings rarely any. Jason Derulo. Mm,
beautiful.
Yes, and Maroon 5 Gym Class Heroes.
I'm half expecting you to play me a Dean Lewis song.
Oh, really?
Not happening.
I would if I could.
Yeah,
you're supposed to pick the biggest artists, aren't you?
That's true.
You
That's
know
actually
what?
True.
Like Ryan Reynolds, you can get in the bin. Oh, you two are just too much for me. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jackson.
You're
hey,
welcome.
We will catch you guys tomorrow. Have a
See
great
ya.
Tuesday. Bye.